Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sophia?
Zoe?
It's that time of year.
Okay, the next day after we recorded our last episode.
Exactly. It is just another day. But you know what's a good day for chips?
Every day!
Every day and any old day. And sometimes on a regular day, you just want two bags of chips competing head-to-head, pitting themselves against one another. Sometimes you'll get two bags of chips and you'll get two different flavors because you want.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mix things up.
Other days, you'll get two different brands, same flavor, because you want to compare and contrast and see the complexities of the same flavor.
Exactly, and how it's manifested in two different kinds of a product.
Manifest destiny. We get to call a special caller today.
We have a very... very special caller today that we
near
set up
and dear.
1 minute ago before we
with
started
a total
recording.
Stranger.
Well, it is kind of a stranger now because
legalities
right. Involved. Yeah, we won't go too much into detail there, but just so you know, we won't talk about it.
Yeah. So let's just call her.
Okay.
So we're going to be calling our friend
Maya, a near and dear friend to us.
Chips. Potato chips. 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 I love the chips.
Anything to do with chips.
Chips. Chips. Chips. Chips.
This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
You caught us. It's an international call.
Hello?
Maya! Did you hang up on me?
Maya?
Maya!
Hello?
Maya, girl, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We can hear you.
Thank God. What's up, guys?
Such a spontaneous call, isn't it?
This is so spontaneous.
I know, totally random.
We're doing good. Yeah.
So, how are you?
Oh, I'm really good. I'm waiting for Dan to arrive. I hope that I don't have to hang up the call prematurely.
Where in the world are you, Maya?
I'm in Paris, France.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
No wonder you have that accent.
I know.
You really have become a true Parisian in the short time you've been over there.
I've been here for 3 to 5 days, and I feel,
natural.
I'm a Parisian. Christy.
You're sort of seeping camembert out of your ears.
Yeah.
When I think of your face, I pretty much only think of a baguette.
I kind of think of an abstract Picasso-type painting with your face as
red wine.
Brie wheel, red wine eyeballs.
A brie wheel. I would say Mona Lisa. Yeah, with the eye.
Never heard of it.
And with bigger boobs.
With bigger, of course, bigger boobs and bigger tits.
Yeah.
So,
one and the other.
How are you guys doing? What's up?
Oh, you know, we're just about to go into a bag of chips.
Or two.
And
I wish I had some chips over here. The chip selection here is extremely disappointing. So you've got Lay's and Pringles knockoffs.
Clousty. They're not called chips there, Maya. They're clousty.
No, they're clousty.
It's almost like saying crusty, but with a slight je ne sais quoi.
Clousty. What's the chip scenario over there?
The chip scenario is good here. We have a couple of bags.
Good.
For confidentiality's sake, and to protect
don't
your identity
us.
In the witness to protect your identity, excuse me, to protect our sources, we don't want to reveal to you which flavors we're eating today. But let it be known and rest assured that they are two
delightful flavors, two sides of the same coin, if you will. That's a hint.
Okay, well, I trust you.
Do you have
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Witness protection.
We appreciate it too.
I mean, no wonder we flew you all the way to France.
That's why I'm here. I mean, witch protection.
What's your favorite thing about France so far?
I don't know. It's nice to be here. There's really good wine.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Do you
chips.
Find you're talking a lot less and using your hands more?
Absolutely. Especially because I'm kind of restricted to my apartment because of the witness protection thing. Most of the time I'm just at home signing to myself in the mirror.
Yeah, as a mime would do.
As a mime would do.
French mimes, that is.
That's part of the identity. I can't say that much, but yeah.
We'll have to bleep most of this conversation out, I think.
If you wouldn't mind, that would be really good.
Maya is not this person's real name, by the way.
This is also her voice modulated, so you would not be able to find her.
So Maya, do you have a question about chips for us?
Yeah, I guess my question, which I'm thinking of right now, would be what kind of conflicts do you run into when you're traveling and you can't get your hands on your favorite chips, such as being in France and there's like such a
Clousty.
Small selection?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm not sure if that resonates, but you guys.
No. Oh,
seem
that's
like
that's a great
kind of
question.
Jet setters.
Yeah, that's a good question. Let's flip it on its head. Let's ask you, what have you done? What's your favorite chip and what have you done without it?
Oh, what's my favorite chip? I love Miss Vicky's and I love the black pepper and lime one. But to be honest, I'm not that into chips.
Yeah, we know you're saying that for the witness protection program. Okay.
Yeah,
we get it. You don't like chips.
You don't
we get
play it.
It
up too hard. Like, you're already protected, Maya. It's
okay.
So let's flip Maya on her head.
Hold on. Can I flip you guys on your head and could you answer my question?
Well, yes, we're going to get to it in this episode.
Oh, but not right now.
No, you'll have to listen to the episode to hear what we say about your question. That's kind of our insurance policy, to make sure we have at least one listener per episode. People like to see their name in lights. Unfortunately, this won't be your name because you're in the witness protection program. But
one day.
So, Maya, thank you so much for your question. We are going to spend the next little while answering it and discussing it and debating it.
So that you can listen to it as our listener.
Exactly. We need minimum one listener per episode. Good to hear that.
Good. Well, I had so much fun talking to you guys.
As did I.
And just love you very much and enjoy the rest of your conversation.
Thank you. We love you. We love chips. And we love the Witness Protection Program. Nice to talk to Maya again after her sojourn away. How do you go about finding
your chip brand while traveling, or what do you do if you don't have it? And
the thing is,
abroad?
You don't. The answer is you do not. You do not find the chip that you want.
Well, so, is there not ways to pack it in one suitcase?
Yeah, I don't think that's what Maya was asking. You can do that, but that's sort of the coward's way out. Well, not coward's way out, but
coward's way out to bring your own chips to
a
vacation destination?
Yeah, it's a little weird. It's a little weird.
It's
I love
not
chips.
Cowardy at all.
What I was going to say is that I think there's a certain advantage to when you're traveling, you explore different places for different reasons, one of them being to get new flavors of chips. You've heard of ecotourism? Try chip tourism. Hello? Chip tourism.
Earth to tourists.
So why the heck not bring your own bag? Because that means that you won't have room for
your flip-flops.
I'm just saying, you might end up unintentionally closing yourself off to the world of chips out there if you bring your own bag from home, okay? Can you give me that?
I'll just stay mute.
Tell me one time you've ever brought a private bag of chips with you to a foreign destination.
No, but you know what? I have bought chips at the airport.
To eat them at the airport or on the flight. The thing is, if you are going to be going on vacation and taking a bag of chips with you, you would want to take it when you go rogue.
You know who would be a great chip protector?
Who? Tom Cruise.
Who does all his own stunts. Exactly, it's Tom Cruise.
Yep.
Amazing body for how old he is. And that's all thanks to...
chips. He eats chips.
Rogue.
But Maya's question is a valid one, because sometimes you get a hankering for a taste of home. And what I would suggest instead of looking to the past for your tried and true steadfast chip flavors, I would say...
look up pictures. It's the power of the mind, just as people in yoga use this and people in school. Harness the powerful energy of your own mind, and when you think hard enough, you will get your goal. And eventually you will be home and be able to eat what you want to eat.
You have a point. I'm not saying it's a good point, but it's a point.
We got flavors.
We have flavors from home right now.
Yeah, we do. They're classically home flavors, IMO.
Today, we have Lay's salt and vinegar.
And Miss Vicky's!
Sea salt and malt vinegar. You see what they've done there? They've added one word to the old salt and vinegar duo.
No, they've added two words.
To each
sea
element.
And malt.
Of the old salt and vinegar duo. I think that that's gonna punch them up a little. Are they right? We don't know.
Both turquoise bags. Interesting choice for salt and vinegar.
The Miss Vicky's bag.
There's a nice little lace.
The Lay's bag, kind of the same deal. Pastoral setting.
Lay's is the only bag bold enough to have a guaranteed fresh warning on it. If
wow,
it's not
that's
guaranteed
a, that's a red
fresh,
box warning.
You call that number on the back of the bag. Weekdays between 10 a.m. and 5:30 Eastern time. And they will guarantee that these are certified fresh.
Interesting. Miss Vicky's, on a similar note, they have a postal address, a phone number, as well as a website. I think it's the same hours, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Eastern time.
So definitely competing chip bag to chip bag.
I wonder, since they're open at the same time every day, do the people from Miss Vicky's call the people from Lay's just to check in and see how their day is going?
I would say there's, you know, like, frenemies. They check in. How many calls have you had, Bob? Oh, about 17. How about you? About the same.
When they've actually only had 15 and they're feeling like they're kind of lagging. But they say, no, we got 21. Don't worry about us over here at the Miss Vicky's Factory.
Does Miss Vicky's have a logo, sort of like a tagline on there?
We have Miss Vicky's Promise, which is the same kind of thing as Lay's flavor guarantee,
no,
freshness guarantee. It's crafted with care.
So Lay's happiness is simple. And the is
that.
Cursive and underlined.
Out of all the chip taglines so far, I think that might be one of my favorites. Now, back to the question of Maya. Not Maya's question, but back to the question of Maya.
She
How
does
is she
exist.
Doing? What is she doing? Does she exist? The answer is yes for all of those. So we're just being a little bit unruly today. What with Maya being in witness protection these days, since she went rogue, we're going to have to send her through very convoluted channels. Her favorite bags of chips, because we know how much of a chip lover she is, in fact. She can't get enough of chips. When she was apprehended, she almost surrendered herself.
Under her real name. Luckily, as we are rogue agents of the
CIA.
It stands for...
the Chip...
Intelligence...
Agency.
Don't get twisted with the other CIA.
There is a smaller, lesser-known CIA. We don't need to talk about it, because probably nobody's even heard of it.
Yeah.
The Chip Intelligence Agency is the CIA.
It's the only one you need to know about, anyway.
Honestly, the only one you probably mostly know about. She said, get rid of me. I don't want to live another day without the option of eating more chips. She said, I'd rather die than be without chips. And we said, Maya, think about what you're saying. Maya, we're going to put you in a very special program. We're going to take care of you. We're going to send you to Paris, France.
And then we filled the apartment with chips illegally. So, Rogue dog.
Should we open up these salt and vinegar chips? And
yep.
To the best? All right, we're going to open the Lay's. Salt and vinegar first. Give it a sniff.
Smells like summertime.
It smells like we're on the sea. Let's do a chip cheers. I love
classically delicious
salt and vinegar. Classic chip.
This is such a good chip.
Unless you have a faulty mouth, I don't see why you wouldn't like these. Both of us are pretty familiar with the Lay's flavor. We don't need to bop around in there too much before heading into the Miss Vicky's. Now we're going to open the Miss Vicky's bag. You can see it's already a lot heftier chip in terms of the thickness. You know, that malt vinegar really makes a difference.
Yeah.
Not saying it's better. Not saying it's worse. I'm saying it makes a difference.
I love both so much. These are pretty tête-à-tête. One thing that Mrs. Vicky's chips can do is that, like, if you put them actually head-to-head, is it could break the salt and vinegar pretty easily.
Yeah, that's true. In a physical battle, Miss Vicky's packs a little more punch.
Mm-hmm.
However, in terms of flavor,
Roman Empire is...
Lays.
Yeah. What goes down easier...
What goes down the hatch.
Exactly. It's Lays.
Lays.
Who do you think eats salt and vinegar chips?
Who eats Lays? Is that even a real question?
Fishermen. Salt and vinegar, I said.
Oh, so it was a fisherman. Rhetorical question.
No.
That you didn't want me to
nope,
answer.
Nope, you just didn't answer.
Powered now.
Yeah. Now you're getting it. I think that ex-fishermen who have been pulled away from the sea, they want their salt and vinegar fix.
They eat it out of nostalgia.
Lay's, gotta hand it to them, they take my nostalgia credit.
Credit card?
Yeah, they're criminals. As a kid, with my credit cards...
Lay's would take all of them. Lay's was like the local bully, taking up everyone's credit cards.
Lay's used to walk around the block and say, hey kids, the 21st century issue is not give me your lunch money, it's give me your credit cards, kids.
Yeah.
Give me your credit cards, give me your cell phones, give me your diamond chains. And you know what? I always handed it over, all of those things that I had as a kid. Because who am I to fight with Lay's? They're a multinational corporation.
I trusted them.
Yeah.
But I never got those...
But did they ever stab you in the back?
Nostalgia credit cards back.
Did they ever do you wrong?
I mean, I never saw those credit cards again.
Do you really need them? Life is simple. Happiness is simple.
Oh
That's what they're trying to tell you. By stealing everything you own, they're saying, you don't need any of that. You just need our chips.
Oh.
There's a real philosophy going on behind every move that they make.
That is very yogi of them.
That's positive forward thinking.
That's
the power of now.
That's really the power of Eat, Pray, Chip. I mean, we talked about yoga before. This happens.
What happens?
It's not simple.
I looked at my credit card bills. You know what Lay's had bought?
A Kindle.
Yeah.
For Christmas.
For me. Like, even when Lay's is stealing your credit card, it's to get you a present. I can't fault... I want to fault them, but I can't fault them. Do you see what I'm saying?
It's like, yeah. You would feel guilty if you bought it on your nostalgia credit card.
Yes.
They're buying it for you.
Exactly. They're saying, we're going to take the problem, brackets, you, out of the equation.
The
and we're going to keep the essentials.
Comma bracket, guilt.
Exactly. Bold, italics, underline. If you know what I'm saying.
Cursive. A simple word, much like it is.
You. I'll tell you one thing, for free.
Spray it on me.
I like chips.
Plain and simple.
Happiness is simple. Lay's wants you to know that. Like my old Uncle Lay's used to say, hand me your credit cards.
Lay's tricked you into thinking that a chip was your uncle? Okay, that's a little bit far.
Chip's your uncle.
Oh, wait a second. My uncle was also called Chip.
There are a lot of questions left unanswered, but what Lay's wants us to know, it's all simple.
Well, if there's one thing I've learned, there's very few questions left unanswered.
Although these two chip flavors are the same, effectively.
They're different.
Minor differences. This is really a very simple conundrum, wouldn't you say? You always answer a statement with a question, and a question with a statement.
And the answer is...
Lay's.
It is the one.
Lay's. Can't beat them.
If you don't beat them, just join them. If you can't eat them,
join them. And eat them.
Lay's.
I think that you could,
Can I have some chips?
We haven't opened them yet, but you can later. You're so interrupty.
Like this whole time?
So it's just like when someone else is talking, you're like, can I do this?
We are your hosts, Sophia LaPage and Zoe Robertson. This is a Sumo Audio production, and our theme song is by the wonderful Fez Gillen.